As I was praying today, I heard Romans chapter 6, so I'm going to take you with me to Romans chapter 6. Now, I'm going to be using both the Amplified and the NIV. And I should probably also give you a praise report. I got a letter in the mail this past week. I've got a young man that's incarcerated in upstate New York. I went with his dad, and we prayed with him before he went to court. And he's going to be there for a little while yet. But I got a letter from him yesterday. I had mailed him a letter he'd asked me to write. I sent him a little booklet, and in the back of the booklet is the sinner's prayer. And his comment on his note was, "Well, I asked Jesus to come into my heart. I hope he's in there now." And definitely his Bible should reach him tomorrow if all the mail comes in at the right time. And so God is definitely on the job, because this young man has been on my heart for many, many years, and I've been praying for him and his family. And I talked to his dad last night, and his dad is 80 years old. And he said to me, "Kim, I can't comprehend all the things that are going on. I don't understand." And I said to him, "I am grateful that God is working on your son." And the letter also states that he's looking forward to getting help and understanding what the scriptures have for him. So unbeknownst to me, I hadn't gotten the letter. I sent out a letter and his Bible the next that morning. And I had already sent him some of the answers that he's questioning. And so it's kind of cool that God was doing it. So can we just bow our heads? Father, I have no clue what you're going to do with this, but I do know this: you're the Lord, and you're going to have your way. In Jesus' name I pray. In the Amplified, in verse 11, chapter 6, verse 11, "Even so, consider yourself also dead to sin, and your relation to it broken, and that you are alive to God, living in unbroken fellowship with Him in Christ Jesus." Now, if you go to the NIV, it says, "In the same way, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus." But the Amplified kind of nails it home. "Even so, consider yourself also dead to sin, your relation to it broken." In other words, sin is no longer attached to you, using you, like it used to, because it is broken away. Come on, I should have heard an amen by now. Okay? "And that you are alive to God, living in..." And the next part is extremely important: "unbroken fellowship." What does it mean to have an unbroken fellowship? It means that even if you sin, your relationship to God is not broken. You are broken from the sin, but your relationship to God is still intact. Now, in my logical brain, when I used to fall, and I had many falls, I felt useless, dirty, accused, useless, powerless to change myself, blah, 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 blah. I could go on and on with the list of things that the accuser would lay on me. And I was not defending myself correctly. You catching on? I was not defending myself correctly. So, let's back it up. Verse 8. "Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. Because we know that Christ, the Anointed One, being once raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has power over Him.
Amen.
Now, are you in Him or are you outside of Him?
Amen.
Are you in an unbroken relationship with Him or are you in a broken relationship with Him?
Unbroken.
Unbroken. For by death He died to sin. For by the death He died to sin, ending His relationship to it. Once and for all. And the life that He lives, He is living to God. In unbroken fellowship with Him. Has Jesus been given a place in the heavens? Where? Yeah, He's in heaven. Where is He sitting? At the right hand of Papa. Papa's got His arm around Him all the time. And where are you and I?
Right there.
Right there with Him. Why do we get so accused and believe the lies so quickly? Because the enemy's doing his what? He's doing his job. And if we don't defend ourselves, what do? We get to the emotion. We live in the emotion, and then we get to what? Bury ourselves so the devil isn't even needed. You're burying yourself. Pretty sad story. Let's go to the NIV. Verse 5. If we have been united with Him like this in His death, we will certainly also be united with Him in His resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with Him so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Did you die with Him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, some of us are still debating about it. And we're still arguing with ourselves because the emotions don't match. What part of you is the emotions? How many of you know that you're made up of three parts? Spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Okay? Your soul is also made up of three parts. Mind, will, and emotions. So while you're in living in this mind and in this will and in these emotions, death and the accuser are going to take you for a ride. But unless you get to know God's Word, and unless you get to His responses out of your own heart, you're going to be what? Deceived? Huh? Are losing a lot of sleep. For what? For lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Okay. Let's go back. Verse 5 in the Amplified. If we have become one with Him by sharing a death like His. Oh. It's a death like His. We shall also be one with Him in sharing His resurrection by a new life lived for God. That's the Amplified Explained. I would prefer to leave that part out. You know why? Because that's a natural way of understanding it. I would prefer to leave it just the way He wrote it in the beginning. If we have become one with Him by sharing a death like His, we shall also be one with Him in sharing His resurrection. Period. We know that our old, unrenewed self was nailed to the cross with Him in order that our body, which is the instrument of sin, might be made ineffective and inactive for evil, that we might no longer be slaves to sin. For when a man dies, he is freed, loosed, and delivered from the power of sin among men. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him, Because we know that Christ, the Anointed One, being once raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has power over him. For by the death he died to sin, ending his relationship to it. Ending my relationship to death. When does it happen? At the cross, when you accept it. How are you saved? By faith. And you declare it with your mouth. You believed with your heart. So how did you get this truth into your heart? By faith. How are you going to realize that you died with him in a new way? In some unforeseen revelation? Or by faith?
By faith.
By the same faith. How are you going to recognize that you're already resurrected with him? By faith. See, without faith you can't please him.
That's right.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
The evidence
of things not seen. See, once we begin to comprehend that we are faith beings, that we have to take faith for ourselves, and we have to believe that we have died with him as well as resurrected with him, then when that truth begins to become a reality in us, then we begin to walk in a new freedom that cannot be understood by the natural mind. Cannot be. Just a little while ago, I had a nosedive situation. How many know about a nosedive situation? You just crash land. All the emotions, all the things you know, everything is totally forgotten, and you're now on a pathway to obey the flesh. Romans 7 explains it pretty well, so I'm not going to go there. But the bottom line is, heading towards sin, couldn't change it, flipped it out, and did something stupid. Okay? So now, I'm going home saying, God, that was so out of the norm. And the Lord said, why don't you declare that you weren't in your right mind? I said, oh. If I had been walking in the mind of Christ, I wouldn't have done that. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
Did I have the mind of Christ when I was heading in the wrong direction?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
just put it on. But I didn't put it on. Where was I going? I was going with the emotions. I was going with the self-pity that came with it. And a few other friends. And they were right there sitting on my shoulder. And then the accuser said, you goofed. And I said, no, I didn't. That was Adam. And he's dead. Sorry, Lord. Adam took me for a ride. But he's dead. The resurrected man, the man in the right mind, the man with the mind of Christ, is back on the job, so get off the case, you're fired.
Yep.
Be gone! I'm not listening to your lies anymore. The blood of Jesus Christ has set me free. Romans 5:9 says, I am declared righteous and acquitted by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, either I am acquitted or I'm not. Either I have the mind of Christ and walking in it, or I'm still debating about it. Where do you want to be? You want to come with me? Staying where my mind is stayed and focused on him? With him sitting next to Papa? Or off on a wild goose chase trying to figure out what my emotions are going to do next? And emotions will take you for a ride. And how many know that you need them? How many know you need them? Why do we need emotions? Does God have emotions? Did Jesus have emotions? I can remember I said, Lord, I am so tired of these emotions, I'd like to do away with them. He says, you're frustrated. Yes, I am. I'm frustrated. He said, admit it. I admitted it. He says, then if you give them to me, I'll heal them. Oh, so emotions can be healed? Of course emotions can be healed. Look at your neighbor and say, guess what? Emotional healing is available. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
By his stripes you were
healed.
Of emotions as well?
Yes.
Yes. How about broken hearts?
Yes.
Broken bodies?
Yes.
Does he change his mind? No. His mercies are renewed. Oh, you know it. Every morning. You know, sometimes you need to preach yourself happy. That's right. Talk yourself into what you have been delivered of. Talk to yourself. Say, you stubborn old man, I know I buried you. What are you doing coming out of the grave? You understand where I'm coming from? Yeah. How about stubborn old women? There's none of those around here. No, none of those around here. But, now wait a minute, Mary. She's not looking at me right now. I tease Mary once in a while. And it's okay. All teasing aside, every single one of us go through tests. Every single one of us need each other. And every time we have a failure, it's because you didn't stay in your right mind. If you didn't stay in your right mind, confess it as sin. Get back on the job. Begin to rejoice. Give thanks to God. He's right there with you, and he will resurrect you again and again and again until you have the victory completed. Now, one more verse that I want to give you. Galatians 5:24. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Galatians 5:24. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Then Colossians 3:3 says, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
Amen.
Woo-hoo is right. You died. Your life is now hidden with Christ in God. 2 Timothy 2:11. Close your eyes. Repeat after me. I died.
I died.
And my life
is now hidden
with Christ
in God.
Look at your neighbor. Say, you died.
Your life
is now hidden
with Christ
in God.
Get happy
on purpose and stay in your right mind. That's all I got. If you stay in your right mind, you'll be okay, right? Father, without you, we know that you and you alone can keep us. So hold us close to your heart, Lord. Keep healing us. Keep healing the emotions. Keep healing the parts of us that are still trying to resurrect. And Lord Jesus, when we do fail to stay in our right minds, bring us back quickly. Don't let us linger. Pour your grace upon those that are hurting right now. Because many, many are still hurting. So take your neighbor's hand. Say, Lord Jesus, those that are having a hard time right now, struggling because they don't know you well, stretch out your hand with healing, with signs, with wonders, and touch them, Lord. Touch them in a mighty way and bring them back to their right mind. For the glory of our God. For the glory of our God. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Share some love.